Okay, we're holding in Siman Shin Mem. In the long Mishnah Berurah, which is officially Sivkot and Chavbeis, it's on Peis Kuk Tzadi, and we're holding in Chavbeis Hey. Shtei Oysi Shamar Nulachiv, who are feeling Moinasa Teba Ayadezet. We say two letters of Chayv, even if it does not generate a word. Aleph Gimel, because he writes Aleph Gimel. There's no word Aleph Gimel. That's also considered, it's also Chayv. Here are two letters. And then he wanted to write. I feel him, how you stay in Shabbos, Mishem Echot. They're the same letters. Okay, going, Tas, Gag, Choch, Dad, Bekadema, Gam, Kent, Chayv. Also Chayv. Now, Philo im hoyu daito b'nitzchila lichta b'yoser. He was planning to write more. He didn't want to just write choch. He wanted to write kigon titnu. He wrote tough tough. Like Gaga is his intent. There wasn't a kim of his intent. He wanted to accomplish a full word because of rak shtei erisis elam mehem. Now, began his chayiv because he wanted to write these letters as a way, the same way a person sews. You don't say he's only chayiv finishes the whole bagged. I want a whole bag of it. I don't want just a half a bag of it. But for what I accomplished right now, I accomplished. And next time I'll pick up and I'll do some more. So that's chayiv.
That doesn't apply to just one letter, though.
One letter is, well, we have a lachum moshe. We see now this year is two letters. We did this part already. We did this.
Where are you?
I'm in Simon Shin Mem. Sivkot and Chubbeis. It's a very long Sivkot. Okay, we skip down. We did the shatnas. So the letters shatnas gates normally have crowns on top of them, the little, which are called ziyunin. The loch is considered a letter without that. Therefore, a person would write tchoisius, even in a sefer Torah, tefillin and mezuzas, without the ziyunin, might say we consider it a ksivus, therefore it's chayiv. Koshkan miksa balance, where we're at. The mikri ksav, chayiv. So a case where a person would write it not in a Sefer Torah, but just somewhere else, obviously the lack of the Ziyunin is not significant. We see it's not good. We want the Ziyunin, but it's considered a Ksav.
It's considered what exactly?
Ksav. A Ksav. 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 Gam. The Melech is Ksiva, who made a Raisa, B'chol Ksav, B'chol Loshen. We pointed out that the midrash, a person's chayiv for kosev in any language, any alphabet. You know, the person writes in Russian, some words in Russian alphabets, so he's chayiv. The person writes in English, the Arabic alphabet. The person writes in the Lashon HaKodesh. Okay. U'b'chol Lashon means any language, so he writes something which has, you know, means something. Whatever language it is, now the reason why he's stressing that is that there's an ozerua that says that only the ksav ashuri and ksav yavani are considered ksiva, because the Gemara says in Megillah that ksav ashuri. Then the Gemara we learn from a pasuk that a Megillah was as kosher ksav yavani is also called the kosher Megillah. Akuponim, the Rama mentioned such a sheet over there that therefore if a person would write in a different language, it's only the Rabbanan. Nafkamini said over there is if a person would want to draw up a contract to purchase a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael. Since buying a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. So you can tell a goy to write it for you, because as long as he writes it in one of those two languages, wouldn't be there, it would be a shus to shus maga mitzvah. Assuming ksiva in a different language is not considered a raisa. So we brought such a shita. But the maisa, we said that the skabbos called a poskim, all of the poskim is not like this or zeruah. So what he wants to say is, what he means to say is, therefore writing Lashon HaKodesh without this Yunin is not going to be less chayiv than writing in English. Let me stop. So therefore we assume that the case is chayiv. Because of Aram, Nafilu Mishtei Siman Yos Chayiv. Even if it's not two, it's two letters being used as symbols.
V'haynu
Kishasa has Simanim Hamarim Ala Misper. You made the signs which indicate a certain number. That's going to be Chayiv. Or you make any type of, you know, we write letters, we write numbers. Numbers aren't letters. I mean, you know, a person writes 1, 2. So that's what, he's not writing letters, he's writing numbers. Okay. Now, Vav. We have to, the person has to write two letters to be five. Where do you have to, where does he have to write them? They have to write next to each other, etc. So the Pasha case we saw tonight, you wrote the two letters, you wrote the word Gagas, you wrote Gimel, Gimel. He wrote Tit, Nu, Tav, Tav, or the Tav was already written, he writes in the Vav. All those would be cases of Vichai. But he's writing them, obviously, in close proximity, they're read together. What about a person writes two letters, the Mechal, they're not read together, they're totally separate. Sher Shamanu Shechiv, who I feel in Mechsov and Mishnei Dapei Pinchas, even if it's on two different pages of the of a ledger, he's writing it. But Vehede Hagin, it's that you can read them together. Danosh Ksovon Besif Sosein, Shukhali Kresen Kachas, he wrote one on the left edge of page one, or, you know, let's make the case easier. He wrote one in the right edge of page number one, and he wrote the second one on the left edge of page number two. So you put the two next to each other, and this is on the right side of this page, this is on the left side of this page, put together, you can read the two together. So you can read them together. If there was two, there was written on two corners of the wall, so you can read the two together. If you write it inside, because you look at the look at there, you can read that. The outside one is how you, like, you have to look around the other side to read the second letter. They're right near, one is one parallels the other, and you're able to read them together. Now, therefore, Phil Lokach Gavil, the prisoner takes a piece of parchment. Something like that. Kosov al swasoy achas, excuse me, al swasoy oiz achas mi medinusu. He wrote one letter on the one edge. It's in area number one. It's country number one. Well, we traveled on that day, incorrectly so. He forgot his Shabbos, let's say. So he goes to a different place. Because of Eshnia, but Medina Acheris, he mamish travels to a different Medina. Now, over there, he writes a second letter. Megillah Acheris, in a different parchment. Al-Sasa, but also on the edge. And now you can put the two together and read the two together. Chayiv. Why should a man shem a carbon? And then Hagen saying, is that when you put them next to each other, you can read them together. There's no mice which is necessary to, in the nothing you need to do to the ksav or the background of the ksav. Everybody to allow them to be, you don't have to change anything to allow them to be read. Just put them next to each other. I'm a cause of Oisachas, Beoritz. He wrote one on the ground and one on the ceiling. Two sides of the wall, two walls which are not read together. Ashedapi Pinchas, Barfish and Hagen Zemzat, the two sides of a ledger in a way that they're not read together. Achis Pot. Yeah. Okay. Zion. So that was the issue of writing two letters in a way that they can be read together. There's a dinner of proximity. Zion. Kaiser Bismol, or the Achayah, the person writes with his left hand, or backwards. Tanabe Gavyari, she turns his hand, Shachas, the Kumas, Betz Baisov, puts the quill between his fingers. Vavar Yodai turns his hands upside down because of it, and he writes like that. It's fairly legible, just it's not, it's definitely a shinui. Okay? Let's say he writes Baraglot with his feet. Bepi with his mouth, and Mepeke with his elbow. So Tzila Yodai is a name for an elbow. Potter. This is not the average way, the normal way to do ksiva. Excuse me. The Kamakam Isur Yesh, I feel Baragla, okay, Gap. Even by these cases, which it's a full bona fide ksiva, which is kalacha yad, so it's also, it's going to be also. Either shakasa bimina, let's say a person who's a opposite person, he's called lefty. He wrote with his, what's called his right hand. So he wrote with his left hand. Shulai kismah kalodim. He wrote with his right hand, which is the equivalent of the left hand of most people, because he writes with his left, not with his right. He says, Potter, because for him that's called Kilachayat. But if he causes a bismarck, furthermore, if he writes with his left hand, that's called normal. Rashel, the Bishayat, a person was ambidextrous, Bishava equally. Causes a bambi, mina bambi, bismarck, he wrote with the left hand or the right hand. That's called normal for him. Then he's going to be chayav. Child's holding the quill, adults holding the child's hand and moving the child's hand. We don't say that what he's really doing is having the cotton do the. It's him doing it. He's using the. He's the ikar. He's moving the hand of the kid. The hand of the kid is like an instrument in his hand. Vice versa, the gadol was holding the quill, and the cotton's moving the gadol's hands. He's potter. He's not doing anything. He's being used by the other person to write. Now, b'moiches b'kumas niskaven l'sayay, but the person who's holding the hand is actually on his writing. He's taking the hand of the person writing with it. So he's really the kosev. But if the hand, the person who contributes the hand, has kavanah to do ksiva also. He's carving the sayah. Tayachia ba'ochas b'kumas. So then, so the god. Let's say the case you have the katan was holding the gadol's hand. So he said the gadol's not chayiv because he didn't do anything. The gadol's not chayiv because he's a katan. But if the God had intent to help, so then the Chiyuv is is goes on the person who's holding the pen, not the person holding the hand of the person holding the pen. The person is writing, he wants to have the letters there, knowing, being aware of the fact that he's going to damage the skins that he's writing on. He's chai. He's not chai for what he wrote on, he's chai for the fact that he wrote. The calculus potter. You have a case of Kosev, which he wanted to write. He wanted to use that writing as a damaging thing. It's a macaw. But he's guy because, in regards to what he wanted to do, he did something which is a reason for Kiev. Yes. Hereshim Rishamim Betzuris Bekaisel B'Sheishar B'Kiyetze Behen. A person draws with chalk. He didn't write any letters, didn't write any words. So he says that that's also, the law is, you do a Kedar Shasiram, like this painter's paint. It's a told of Kosev, B'chai Mashim Kosev. It's a told of Kosev. The Avav Kosev is writing letters to form words on a piece of paper. And the told is going to be something which is derived, it's something which you're writing, maybe even writing on a paper, but it's b'chal not letters. Mimoisa tzura, b'chli tzura, hanosha kli oimed l'kach l'noisa. If you have a kli which you're supposed to put a picture on, it, it's waiting for the picture. You put the picture on, so not only it's not kind of, it's not, the issue isn't kosher, but the business is you finish the kli. The kli in that is not, that's makav patish. Because you finished the kli. There's something marked there. You're doing it for some benefit. So he didn't erase letters. He erased pictures, erased markings. So if he writes his letters, that's the Avalocha of Kosev, is erasing letters. But here, it's a told of Moichik that it's not the Avalocha of Moichik, it's a told of because it has this very similar function. You're taking something which is there and removing it. So if you tell me painting the picture is called Kosev, so removing it is called Moichik. Also, the chaver oisim shel kesef la peroiches v'kiyetzavay. Person wants to take the peroiches. We discussed this yesterday. Take silver letters which are already formed, little olives, bases, whatever it is, and pin them onto the peroiches. He can't do that. Do kain kosev. It's like kosev. It's not much kosev because you're not really writing the letter. The letter is already written. It's like kosev, and therefore it's also the. Then also the Hussam in the middle. The same thing, you can't put the letters onto the Perekus, you can't detach letters on the Perekus to a Kain Machin, because it'll be like erasing. Mayim Klai Odom Klai Olam Azayin Mashakosa B'Zayin. Okay, so that is Mishabura's points about Ksiva. Says Ba'atza, the Vayrek Sas Minyani Mechika B'Sirtut. I'm not talking about erasing, which you've talked about erasing before a little bit, but and Sirtut, which is drawing lines that you Sefer Torah, those lines of the Sefer Torah that you write from, those are called Sirtut. So the Malacha of the Malacha is actually, he calls it Sirtut, it could be Misartate. The person erases what's written, but the tent to replace it, put in at least two oisius. Chayiv. And if ois achas imhi gedola, it's a large letter. It's room for two letters in, and he erases it with planning to put two letters in there. It's also chayiv. So by Mochik, we're saying at least maybe it's a tolda, but you don't have to have that. What's required to be chayiv is not that you erase letters or words; is that you erase something which you can write letters or words on. Hamochik amanas l'sakein, filosh l'amanas l'chtoiv. So a person is erasing with intent of accomplishing something positive, as opposed to normally erasing is just getting rid of something. He's being part of something positive with his erasing. For example, there was extra letters in the Sefer Torah. He went and removed them. Sefer Torah is now kosher. And so he did mechika with a tikkun. Gam kin chayv. Kosev chayodim, general rule, the chol malacha shchutz mekosev chayv ben b'smarl. There's no malacha that b'smarl that you're part of because you do it with your right hand. Do it with your left hand. Okay. Maybe Ryan Lazemit Tosef the Perek Yud. This is who's talking. Over Chayyim. He's arriving to Tosef the Perek Yud. But so I'm telling you, the Moichik with your left hand is Chayyim. Ach Baragloi with his mouth, Bepiv. Excuse me, with his foot, with his mouth, where Marpikar is elbow, Masha Sham the Potterbos. That's even by Mechika, that's not normal. That's Taka Mashon. So that's not going to be fine.
We just said a minute ago in regards to the space that you're being Mochik, as long as it's big enough for two letters.
Yeah.
We also discussed yesterday in regards to, like, obviously there are different sizes that you could make those two letters.
Right. So the size would either be, if you have a flow, you know, in any case, if we have a clear size you plan to replace it with, that's the size you'd be chayiv. Hamasartate, New York. Person makes lines on paper with kalaf or on parchment. Something is similar. The person writes it there in order to write on it. Shteyosius under that line. But Sirtut actually, we write on the line. In Lashon HaKadosh, you write under the line. You have a line, and you write your resh from the line going down. You write your aleph starting the line and going down. Each one of those, so you write from the line down. But you put it there for order purpose to allow you to generate two letters. It's chayiv. Now, okay, you should write a lachtik or a shard of order. Person wants to cut through leather. He wants to make this impression of a line which he impresses in with some type of blunt instrument, so he's not cutting it, but he's pressing it in. tequila first, kadei shechavim l'chizukos, this way he can make sure he cuts the right spot. So, gam zehu b'chal masarte. This also goes into the malacha masarte. So it's not just making lines for writing, it's making lines for any purpose. Hudin Kharasha Aitzim Shemaviran Khuchal Sikra Agabiha Kharasha Yin Sirbashab. So they take a red line, they run it across the board, make sure they should cut all the boards in the same spot. They put this red line of the thread, or they should cut properly. Came and people who were stone cutters would make the mark on the stone. Because that's where they want the stone to crack. So they make an impression over there. Really can't dig out too much on the stone. When they hit it, it would crack at that spot. Calls the hubachal masarte. That all goes under the umbrella of the malacha of masarte. So all these are included in the masarte. Vera masarte bed pitzeva. Well, he does it with a coloring. A beloit seva, which is just a marking without coloring. A reizachak. I want to point out what's the reason, what's the rabbanon's. Nafkamina, I get any Yehudi, Mimokim Mitzvah, what's Nafkamina, what it is. Nafkamina is having a goy do it for you, Mimokim Mitzvah. It's the right, so the Kamam Shin Shinbob. This is the right, so any Natir, I get any Yehudi, feel Mimokim Mitzvah. There's no heter to do a shvus, one shvus for Mitzvah. You can do two shvus for Mitzvah, a shvus to shvus for Mimokim Mitzvah. Okay. Sorry?
Where
are Givlim? The Divlev?
No, where are Givlim?
Givlim are people who are wood stone cutters. They hew the stone out of the mountain. Okay. Hey, mutter lirshim etzipur and ala sefer kadesh kimosh roisim in the semen. She does end of the word miskaim. So a person takes his fingernail and makes a little niche in the paper, and this way he can find the page more easily. So he says you're allowed to do that. You're making a semen. Mutter v'yeshukir mizav ayin riolachas. Some say no, you can't. Lirshim etzipur. So that's motor. Davka Rishima Kain Kalbaum, we're just making a line. This is current. Sheish Pazet Aza Tosafer. You want to mark that there's a mistake here, there's something I should look at again, whatever what it is. So you're putting this marking there. There's like a line. Shilo Khoshav Ksav Klau Balav Hofi. Because what you're using as a symbol is just a line, which is not really a letter. But just a line. Shame is a toast. Mishum lo choshev ksav klal balav hachi. If it has no purpose at all, it's not even ksav. It's not doodling. Lasses kimid ois vali osur afilu boizachas. The kiddush over here is just a marking. But if you want to write a letter, it's only one letter, yes, go ahead. One letter is also the right. Shane's Dabra Miskaya. Dabra Beklavka Kosha. It's talking about. Yeah, I did that. So, Dabra Beklavka Kosha, if you have hard parchment, is that why you're cursing all the cloth? So So we say that it's not miskayim, and you're allowed to do it. It'll bounce back eventually. There's one of your cousin Klava, but Abel the Yar Loser, the miskayim who. Okay, if you write on paper, which it's thinner, the marking lasts longer. Person will, take a blunt edge of a knife and push down rubber across the line of the thing. I didn't cut it. Just move the blunt edge across. But that's called, you did something. That's not going anywhere. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to, the Shulchan Aruch is going to move in. He's going to leave behind Malachas Kosev. And now he's going to deal with the Malacha of Teifer and Kareya. Meanwhile, he does start with Teifer a little bit. Then he goes back to Kareya and Yud Gimel. Yeah, but let's hold it here. Especially with